Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audio Boo. It's November 15th. In fact, it's roughly 6:30 in the evening. I'm currently working in my bathroom, doing some final stucco repairs and filling in little imperfections in the moldings on the baseboards and the quarter rounds, and painting those. And I'd actually left an Audio Boo earlier this morning from the car as I was going to work, but I inadvertently have forgotten to link my Audio Boo app to my account. So when I recorded it and then subsequently went to post it, it did post, but it posted it as an anonymous boo. So for some of you who require posting an anonymous boo, take heart that there is a way to do that. You just unlink your Audio Boo app and just post to your heart's content. Of course, it drops down to, I think, the 3 or the 5 minute limit. I can't remember what they're at now. Because if you have a paid membership to Audio Boo, it'll reflect that when you link your Audio Boo app to your account, and then it'll realize that check and then give you the additional time that you would normally have when you've purchased the premium account. All right, having said all of that, I started removing my followed boos, as I had promised I would in my last boo. The reason why I'm doing so is just kind of clean up my whole Audio Boo followed stream, because it got too unwieldy. I couldn't keep up with it. I was way behind. In fact, I'm at this point, I realize I'm over 2 weeks behind, because I was listening to some Octaver boos last night that I had not heard, including the one with Simon and his cute little daughter and singing background for him on in Octaver, his parody that he did of the Village People song. And so I was listening to that, and I listened to a few others that from way back, like I said, in Octaver, that I had not heard. Including Max, in which he talks about love and feelings of love and compassion and friendship and closeness, as a complete opposite to the penultimate Octaver episode that he did, which was on war, which I actually didn't listen to. I don't know why. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. So it's working. I'm slowly catching up, and I'm hoping that by middle of next week I'll have caught up, and I'll have followed all the users back again. And one of the things I did pick up on one of Simon's boos was the fact that one Raquel G had mentioned me in one of her boos, and I looked and I wasn't even following Raquel G. So I don't know what happened there. But I did notice in my profile that there's a lot more people following me than I'm following. So somewhere along the line, I didn't sort of mutually follow. And I don't always. The reason being, I don't have enough time. I'd love to have more time to listen to my Audio Boos. Or rather, two Audio Boos. But I just don't. That's the reality of it. I've got so many projects on the go and so many things to do that it's just not feasible for me. So unfortunately, even in my regular streams, there's some that I look at. I might listen to a few minutes, and if they don't appeal to me right on the outset, I will not necessarily listen to the whole thing. Like, I don't expect everybody to listen to my boos. I really don't. I think most of the time when I do boos, it's for my own thing. It's just to get things off my chest, and then if some people happen to listen to them and like them, great. But I really don't expect all of my followers to listen to all of my boos. I just don't. I'm not that prolific in my audio boos. And those days that I do happen to do two or three or a week where I happen to do, say, even up to 10 audio boos, I don't expect people to listen to all of them. So I'm slowly catching up. And so I listened to Raquel G's audio boo in which she talked about my audio boo, my rant about the media. And in fact, this morning on the news, just before I left to go to work, I heard another bone brain mention of something. And I went, I can't believe it. It doesn't sound like much, but to me, it sort of epitomizes how the media just grabs onto something and just runs with it without always checking your facts or checking the history of that specific subject. Case in point, they're talking about here in Canada that there's going to be an energy crunch during this winter. There's going to be a lot of demand for energy. They're expecting a cold winter and so on and so forth. So the news guy, the anchor, comes on and says, well, there's going to be this energy crunch and the price of gasoline is going to go up. It could go up from $1.20 to $1.40. What they failed to realize is some 6 weeks ago, it was at $1.48 in the Montreal area. So if it went up to $1.40, we'd actually be lower than it has been in the last 2 months. Just things like that. Now, they were probably talking about a countrywide average. I understand that. But at least in your newscast, mention that this is Canada-wide, and for us here in the Montreal area, $1.20 would be great to pay for gas. $1.40, even $1.40 is really not that bad. It's going up, but you know, we're used to those kind of prices anyways. So that's, again, another example of the media not necessarily paying attention to what they say and making sure that they dot all their I's and cross all their T's. So I can imagine, you know, there was a lot of water cooler talk this morning. Oh, did you hear the price of gas is going to... You know, I even mentioned it to a few people at work, and they said, oh, $1.40. I said, come on. You know, we saw higher prices than that. And it's just here in Montreal, unfortunately, it's like the stock market. You never know where the price of gas is going to be from one day to the next. And traditionally, it's always been Tuesdays where the price goes up. Don't ask. I don't know. It's I'm sure it's collusion. Everybody knows it's collusion. And now with all the corruption inquiries going on here in Montreal, and the mayor of Montreal having resigned under accusations of corruption, as well as the mayor of Laval, which is a city right annex. It's another island right next to the island of Montreal, and their mayor had to resign under allegations of corruption. So, you know, collusion in gasoline gas stations here in the Montreal area on price fixing, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. So anyway, so I'm going to leave you on this cheery, wonderful note of an audio boo. I'm sorry if it's kind of down in the dumps, but that's just the way I've been feeling these days. I'm just kind of, I don't know. I guess the slump of October has really hit me. Although, you know, I've been doing some things in November Beat with the other fellows. And Mac, I'm sure, will bring us some more updates on November Beat and what we've been up to. I guess, I don't know. I suppose maybe I miss the warmer weather too. And going out and going for walks. And even just walking around the house and walking around in the garden and just looking at things. And I really miss that. So, okay. Anyway, folks, I hope you've had a great day. I know it's kind of late. It's 11 o'clock, almost midnight in the UK and in parts of Europe. So if you're up and still listening to this, well, I bid you a good night. And to everyone else, have a good evening. Bye.